Hello, this is Auntie Irene, and I'd like to tell you a story from the Bible. It's a story about Jesus, and we're going to see how Jesus showed his power, showed that he really is the Son of God. It's called A Bad Storm, and it's found in Mark chapter 4, verses 35 to 41. I don't know whether you've ever been out in a bad storm when the wind's blown and the rain has beaten down. It's bad enough to be walking along the road like that, isn't it? You get wet and cold. But what if you were in the sea, in a boat? The sea gets very rough then, and it's very dangerous. We're going to hear about a storm in our Bible story. It had been a busy day, especially for Jesus. He had been teaching people about God all day, and now he was tired. The people had been sitting on the shore of Lake Galilee. It was a very big lake, so big that some people called it a sea. It was evening now, and Jesus said to his followers, "Come with me across the lake." Jesus and his friends got into a boat, and they started to sail across the lake. Jesus was so tired that he fell asleep as they travelled. The sky was beginning to get dark, but the water was calm. Other boats followed them as they set off to reach the other side of the lake. When he was on earth, you know, Jesus was just like an ordinary man in many ways. Sometimes he became tired, just like we do, just like he was on this evening. But Jesus is also the Son of God, and we're going to see this in our Bible story. But now that Jesus is in heaven, he knows how we feel when we're tired or sad or scared. He understands all about us, and he knows how to help us. The Bible tells us that suddenly the wind began to blow more strongly. As the wind got stronger, the waves got bigger and bigger. The boats on the lake rocked up and down, and water splashed into them. It started to rain too, and it was hard for anyone to see where they were going. It was a really bad storm. Four of Jesus' friends had been fishermen. They knew all about boats, and they would have been used to storms. But this one was such a big storm that even they were scared. Their boat seemed so small in that rough water. What was happening to them? Were they going to drown? They listened to the roaring wind and shivered as the waves came over the side of the boat. It was almost full of water. But where was Jesus while all this was happening? The Bible tells us he was asleep at the back of the boat with his head on a pillow. The storm did not bother him. The storm did not wake him up, but his friends did. Let's read what happened. Jesus' disciples went to him and they woke him. They said, "Teacher, do you care about us? We will drown." Why were they so afraid? They didn't need to be, did they? Jesus was there with them. He had the power to keep them safe. But they were afraid. They needed help. So they went straight to Jesus. They did the right thing, didn't they? When we are afraid or need help, we can tell Jesus. If a friend is unkind to us, or someone we love is ill, if we do something wrong and need to say sorry, we can always ask Jesus to help us, because Jesus cares about us and loves us. Well, let's see what happened next in our story. What do you think Jesus did? The Bible tells us. Jesus stood up and commanded the wind and the waves to stop. He said, "Quiet, be still." So Jesus spoke to the wind and the waves in a very stern voice. I wonder what happened next. The Bible tells us that too. Then the wind stopped and the lake became calm. The wind and the waves obeyed Jesus. The sea was completely calm again immediately. What had Jesus done? He had made the wind and waves stop just at the sound of his voice. That's wonderful power, isn't it? The power of God. "Why were you so afraid?" Jesus asked his disciples. "You should have known I would have helped you. You should have trusted me." The friends listened to Jesus. They looked at the calm sea, which had been so rough only a few moments ago. And you know, they were still scared, even though the storm had stopped. But this was a different kind of scared. When they looked at Jesus, they saw that he was awesome. They were amazed. The Bible tells us that the disciples were very afraid and asked each other, "What kind of man is this? Even the wind and the waves obey him." Well, what kind of man is this? The followers of Jesus were going to learn that Jesus is God's son. He is in control of everything that happens in this world because he made it. Because Jesus controls everything, we can trust him to help us at all times. Jesus was with his friends in the storm. He will be with us in our difficulties, so we can say, "I believe Jesus can help me. I believe Jesus will help me," because he is the Son of God and he can do everything and anything. We have this wonderful gift that we can pray to Jesus, the Son of God. So let's do that now. Dear Lord Jesus, we thank you that you are the Son of God, that you have power over anything and everything. Help us to trust in you. When things are hard, help us to trust in your love and your power. Amen.